And here's the parents of Elise Andrews, who came second in the women's Kieran. On the line, we've got John Andrews and Angela Moat Andrews. Good morning to you both. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Well, John, as a former Commonwealth Games medalist yourself, you would have been acutely aware of what was going on last night. I think some of us back here watching were scratching our heads at some of the tactics involved with this racing. Just talk us through how you thought Elise was going. She had a very tough semi, and did you think she had it in it in the final?
It takes a little bit of luck anyway. It's a really hard, chaotic event, as you saw last night, and there's never anything that's guaranteed. So it doesn't matter probably if you're the best cyclist in the world. In fact, the best cyclist in the world in Kieran, the current world champion, was in the B final. So it's a really hard race to perform, and Elise just did so well.
Angela, when you were looking at Elise warming up, could you sense anything in the body language? Were you feeling confident?
I think it was when we saw Elise on the line, and the previous races she'd been really kind of had a very kind of focused and non-emotional face, and I just saw her a little smile, and I thought, well, she's got this far, probably didn't expect to get into the final, and now she's just going to go out there and give it her all and have some fun. So I was really encouraged by that.
And John, she was very grateful to both of you and very proud of being part of a cycling family. Just talk us through, did she just take to it straight away?
We've always sort of biked with the kids, mostly mountain biking. When we lived in Wanaka, we did lots of mountain biking and here in Christchurch. And when she was a teenager, we used to go for rides. And one day, she and I were kind of sprinting up the road to the car, to the finish. And Elise just put it in the biggest gear on her bike and just going as hard as she could. And I was laughing, riding alongside her, and thinking, oh, this is going to really hurt. And she didn't stop. She was just so strong, even as a kid. And I was thought, wow, you know, that was quite amazing.
And Angela, so does she mountain bike as well? I mean, was there a call there to be made? Did you want her to do the mountain biking? Because that, of course, is a big Olympic sport now too.
Oh, it is, but you have to be very tiny, power weight. And Elise is a really big, strong, tall, beautiful girl, and you know, you need to be competitive in mountain biking, you really need to be under 60 kg. However, Elise loves mountain biking, and it's something that we enjoy doing together as a family.
I bet. John, her reaction last night, she was pretty emotional after this clearly meant an awful lot to her. Do you think she surprised herself a little bit?
Yeah, she's a really determined kid. Like, she's already was a double junior world champion and world record holder in the under 19 ranks, as was Campbell actually. And she's always been super determined. Both of them have got that kind of hidden sort of determination that comes out in competition. And when she gets her mind set on something, you know, nobody better get in her way between what she wants, because she's a real go-getter.
Angela, finally, this is the first women's medal in cycling on the track, I think, since Sarah Ulmer in 2004 won gold. So that's pretty significant, and I guess a good boost for the sport.
Oh, it's just amazing. And I'm hoping that, you know, there's young women who are coming up in cycling who are inspired and just ready to get out there, because, you know, we can mix it with the best, us Kiwi girls. So it's awesome.
Hey, well, it is awesome. Thank you very much for that, for both of you. Kia ora, John Andrews and Angela Moat Andrews, the parents of Elise Andrews, who picked up a silver last night in the women's Kieran.